Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Advocates of many protocols, supplements, drugs, etc., get excited about studies that show a positive result in the short term and often have nothing to do with anything. And this is particularly true anymore with some of the people that are just very enthusiastic about vitamins and supplements, particularly vitamin D. The issue is, I think, how results are interpreted, and they often don't mean anything at all. For example, Tufts University researchers published the results of a randomized controlled trial in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in which patients received vitamin D or placebo. The researchers randomized 44 patients to receive either 2,000 international units of vitamin D or placebo for 12 weeks. Now, the vitamin D pills improved current pancreatic function in mildly overweight adults with prediabetes, and blood levels of vitamin D increased from an average of 24 nanograms per milliliter to 30. Now, the promoters of vitamin D supplementation have referred to this study as an example of one showing that taking the pills is useful. But for what? This is a short-term study on a few patients showing improvements in biomarkers with absolutely nothing to suggest that it has anything to do with long-term health improvement. It certainly should not be interpreted as justification for recommending vitamin D supplements for pre-diabetic patients. The missing link is whether or not continuing to take the pills will result in fewer cases of diabetes or reduced all-cause mortality in these patients. A follow-up period of a decade or two would be nice and very helpful. And in the meantime, the issue is that while we're having this discussion of vitamin D in pre-diabetic patients, we're completely ignoring the idea that that it's been proven that even people with full-blown type 2 diabetes can reverse it with diet. So time spent taking vitamin D pills, not quite so productive. So the problem here is the study has ended in a few weeks, which is the case with a lot of these studies, in fact, most of them, on supplements and drugs. The short-term results these studies show are then blown out of proportion by healthcare professionals who are determined to find magic bullet solutions for complex health problems that are rooted in the way that people live their lives, not in the way that they're not taking the right pills. So for the public, I think caution is the word of the day. Until definitive proof is available concerning drug supplements and procedures, be careful and don't be so quick to jump into taking pills and supplements and all that sort of thing. These short-term promises just don't have a great deal of meaning when it comes to health improvement, and that's what we should be talking about is long-term health and health outcomes and health improvement. We just have to change the nature of the discussion, and people have got to set their sights higher in terms of what's going on in with their health rather than just changing a biomarker for a few weeks and saying, boy, is that a great example of success. So only picking on vitamin D today because that's the article I read, but I could pick on all of them, and I have. Those of you who've listened to me for a long time know that that this focus on the short term is something that I'll continue to speak about because it has a devastating effect on public health. That's all for today. There will be no message tomorrow, but I will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great day.